A key benefit of moving here from Chicago was supposed to be that weather would no longer be an issue. But as it turns out, weather is now all I think about. Or rather, fog is all I think about. If I'm not counting the days until the fog returns for the summer, I'm calculating the cost of moving 6 blocks to the other side of the Great Fog Divide. 6 blocks. That's all that separates me from a summer of backyard barbecues, coffee on the deck, and my God-given right to go barefoot in July. I should have known not to depend on strangers for advice. When we came house hunting last March, I obsessed with finding the fog line. Everyone I met, or rather the strangers I accosted while they walked their dogs or unloaded groceries from the car, got quizzed about where exactly the fog stopped. The problem was that while everyone agreed the mission was sunny and the sunset was not, no one could tell us precisely where the weather changed. Whichever property we looked at, the fog supposedly stopped 3 blocks west of there. In DuBose Triangle, the fog stopped at Divisadero. When we crossed Divisadero into the trendy Nopa neighborhood, our agent suddenly seemed to recall that really it was Arguello Street where the fog magically vanished. In the end, we bought the condo in Nopa, despite the small voice in my head warning me that in a city famously divided into foggy and sunny zones, there's a reason the street just east of us is named Divisadero. Turns out that's the one voice I should have listened to. We moved here in July, and every night for 2 months, I walked 6 blocks through the cold mist to the crest of the hill at Divisadero and 14th, where below me, in all its fog-free glory, lay the Promised Land, the Mission, the Castro, south of Market. I'd stare for a minute at the twinkling stars, cursing fate and our realtor, then turn and disappear back into my rapidly gentrifying but forever fog-shrouded neighborhood. Now when people ask, "Did you leave Chicago because of the cold?" I just smile and ask how they like living on Potrero Hill. With a perspective, I'm Steve Reedy.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.